Georgie.
Some kind of chemical explosion. Has to be.
Red rum! Red rum!
It's nothing to do with Satan, Mama. It's me.
Come play with us, Daddy.
No, Vern. There is something on your neck.
It's a leech.
Leeches!
Oh, my God! Oh, my
God! Friday's movie day here on The Takeaway. Reefer Guzman is with me. He's film critic for Newsday and for The Takeaway. And I think that I heard an all Stephen King intro montage there. That's what I think I heard. Films from across the Stephen King anthology. And that's good, Reefer, because that's what we're talking about today. We have It, the remake adaptation of Stephen King's terrifying clown novel.
Yes.
Nobody has time for that. That's bad. And we have the exact opposite also. Reese Witherspoon is in a romantic comedy. We'll get to that as well. Rafer, let me give you some trivia and let me give you some Stephen King trivia to stick with the theme of this hour and Stephen King time here on The Takeaway.
All right.
Here is James Woods getting intimidated by a tough guy played by Alan King about his smoking. Listen.
You may see some of them all at a time. You may see all of them some at a time. But believe me, Mr. Morrison, you'll never see all of them all at a time. If you smoke, they'll see you.
And bring me down here and stick me in the old cat room, I suppose.
No. We'll bring your wife down here and stick her in a cat room. You get to watch.
All right, Rafer, that is a Stephen King movie, and I want you to name the film from Stephen King. And I'm going to tell you there are two possible answers that I will both accept. Don't answer now. If you know it, hit me up on Twitter. Rafer will come back to this. In the meantime, Rafer, we have to talk about It. We have to talk about this clown down the sewer. It's the remake of Stephen King's It. Here's a clip.
Hiya, Georgie. What a nice boat. Do you want it back?
Yes, please.
You look like a nice boy. Do you want a balloon tour, Georgie?
Rafer, I know a lot of people in my life who just aren't going to tolerate this terrifying clown. How about you?
I mean, you know, yes, me too. Who isn't afraid of the scary clown, right? Well, you know, now I will say I want to preface this by saying you were the one that encouraged me to go watch the 1990 miniseries.
Absolutely, with Tim Curry.
With Tim Curry as Pennywise. So I think this is a great update of that miniseries. We're back in like classic Stephen King territory. Maybe not quite Stand By Me, but getting close. Group of kids in the small town in Maine who are battling this evil demon that manifests itself as their greatest fears and his main sort of manifestation is Pennywise the Clown. Great cast here. Great cast of kid actors. Jaden Lieberherr is in there from St. Vincent. There's a young girl from Brooklyn, Sophia Lillis, who plays Beverly, the sole girl in the group of kids. She is fantastic. This movie is a lot of fun. In a lot of ways, sort of a conventional horror film, but in a lot of ways not, because it's so much fun hanging out with these kids and going back to your childhood in the way that sort of great Stephen King way.
I enjoyed the trailer a lot, I will say, and it did have a Stranger Things feel to it.
Yes, or well, Stranger Things has a Stephen King feel to it.
It certainly does, you're right.
And it shares a Finn, I'm going to forget the kid's name, but it shares at least one cast member, at least one young cast member, yes.
That's It from Stephen King. It's out, and yeah, I'm going to see that. Reese Witherspoon has a romantic comedy. It's called Home Again. Rafer, take a swing at it.
All right. This is a romantic comedy, as you say. Reese Witherspoon plays Alice. She's a woman who's in the middle of a divorce. She's got two kids. Falls for a young guy who's a filmmaker. He and his friends move into her house. They sort of form a family. I'm not really sure what this film was trying to be or trying to do until I realized that the writer and director is Hallie Myers Shire, who is the daughter of Nancy Myers, and she's trying to do one of her mom's films, sort of an It's Complicated, Something's Gotta Give. Doesn't work. I didn't understand this movie. I can't recommend it. Go see It.
And I'm not horribly disappointed by that news, I have to say. All right, while we're on the subject of It, Rafer, I played you a clip from a Stephen King film. It had James Woods. Listen.
Bring me down here and stick me in the old cat room, I suppose.
No. We'll bring your wife down here and stick her in a cat room. You get to watch.
There are two possible answers here, Rafer. What film?
Is that Creepshow?
That is not Creepshow. Good guess. That is Cat's Eye, 1985. In the vignette, it had three films within a film. That's Quitters Incorporated.
Right.
They will make you quit smoking, Rafer Guzman.
Remember the story.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Don.